Her address is Janelle Cook. Janelle, J-E-N-E-L-L-J-E-A-N. Cook, C-O-O-K. Her address is... Viola Avenue, Corning, California, 96021, P.O. Box 136, Corning, California, 96021, phone is 530-581-0799. ID is XXX XXX 1456. Driver's license is 50322085. Alternate phone number is 530-586-1720. Email is EMILYMANN. gmail.com. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Pharmacy is WellCare. Prescription drug plan. It's addressed to Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, R-Y-C-H-T-E-R-A-P-A-C, Adventist Health, 155 Solano Street, Corning, California, 96021, phone 530-824-4663, fax is 530-824-5204. The clinical indication is complaints of memory impairment. Past medical history. Heart disease. High cholesterol. Measles. Cancer. Chickenpox, tonsillitis. Medical allergies, adhesive tape. Systematic review of symptoms, general. She complains of depression, forgetfulness, P-E-N-T. She complains of bleeding gums, double vision. She wears eyeglasses, gastrointestinal. She complains of a change in her bowel movements, constipation, heartburn or indigestion, endocrine. She complains of change in her hair growth, cardiovascular. She complains of hypertension, swelling in the hand, feet, or ankles. Pulmonary. She complains of lung trouble, asthma, a chronic frequent cough, genitourinary, no complaints, hematological, she complains of slow healing after cuts, abnormal bruising or bleeding, locomotor musculoskeletal. She complains of claudication in the lower extremities, improved with rest, varicose veins, weakness in her muscles and joints. Mental health. She denied symptoms. Neck. She complained of thyroid trouble. Neuropsychiatric. She denied symptoms. Personal safety. She complained of reduced vision and hearing loss. She's interested in information about preparation of an advanced directive. She denied exposures to physical or mental abuse. Respiratory. She has a history of asthma and wheezing, trouble with her lungs, chronic frequent cough. Sexual function. She's not sexually active. She had exposure to sexually transmissible disease. Skin. She denied symptoms. Female. gynecological. She denied symptoms. She stands 5'2" tall. She weighs around 200 pounds. Menstruation occurred at age 12. Her last menstrual period was in 1994. She denied menstrual difficulty. She has completed mammography. She denies a history of pregnancies. Family and personal health history. She was born on April 10th, 1951. She is 74 years old. Her father died at age 49 in an accident. Her mother died at age 85 from Alzheimer's disease. She has one brother, age 70, in good health. Her husband is age 80 and is, quote, okay, unquote. Family history was positive for arthritis in her mother. Hypertension in her father and brother. She denied a family history of asthma, bleeding, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, and diabetes. Heart disease or stroke. Tuberculosis or other serious illness. Her father and brother had hypertension. There's no history of other serious disease. Education. She completed college in 1994. Social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol rarely. She smokes no tobacco. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There's no dependents at home. Occupational concerns. None were reported. Serious illnesses and injuries. She has a history of fractures and concussion. She has a history of being knocked unconscious. She denied serious illnesses, operations, and hospitalizations. She's never had a blood transfusion. Paragraph, tonsillectomy was completed in 1956 with good outcome. She has a history of fractured wrist with good outcome in 2016. She denies prolonged hospitalization for medical care. The paragraph neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General. She has a history of blurred vision, double vision, fatigue, reduced concentration, loss of memory. head. She denied a history of neuralgia, headaches, fainting spells or blackouts or similar family history, neck, she reports a loss of grip strength in her left hand. She denied neuralgia, numbness, muscle spasm, or pain. She had a history of stiffness or paresthesias in her neck, upper back, and arms. She denied neuralgia, numbness, or pain. Mild spasm, stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. Middle back. She denied neuralgia and numbness. Low back. She indicated a history of weakness in her legs. Shoulders. She denied symptoms. Elbows. She denied symptoms. Wrists. She denied symptoms. Hips. She described weakness improved with adjustments. Ankles. She denied symptoms. Feet. She reported a history of numbness. It is otherwise unrelieved. She described intermittent pain that is sharp on the top of her foot, occurring for a few minutes, not severe, without radiation, without paresthesias or weakness. In paragraph. She reported memory loss, reporting that she is the president of the local women's club and that she will instruct people to take care of chores, but later cannot remember who she spoke to or what she told them. She reports a family history of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinsonism. She requested a referral for dementia testing. She complained of a lesion on her leg that could be ringworm. That has been there for 3 weeks. But he is unchanged. Her neurological examination shows normal movement. And enter area of central clearing, 1 centimeter in area of erythema in the lateral aspect of the left lower leg. She completed the AD-8 dementia screening interview, reporting problems with judgment, decision making, bad financial decisions, and problems with thinking. She reported reduced interest in hobbies and activities. She declines a history of repetitions, but does have difficulty learning how to use tools, appliances, and gadgets. She can forget the correct month of the year. She reports having trouble handling complicated financial affairs, taxes, bill paying, and balancing the checkbook. She reports trouble remembering appointments. She reports daily problems with thinking and with memory. Her total score on the AD8 was 8/8. In paragraph, she completed the MCOG. With a total score of 27/30, which is within normal limits. Paragraph, she completed the NIH Quality of Life Questionnaire. Reporting difficulty reading and following complex instructions, planning for keeping appointments, difficulty with planning in advance, difficulty with organizational skills, difficulty remembering where things were placed, difficulty with remembering errands, making simple mistakes more easily, having to read items several times to understand them, having trouble keeping track of what was said, having difficulty doing more than one thing at a time, trouble remembering new information, experiencing forgetfulness in tasks, having trouble remembering the name of a familiar person, trouble with clarity in thinking, having difficulty with reacting slowly to activities, trouble forming thoughts, slow thinking, difficulty paying attention, some difficulty organizing speech, difficulty with arousals in the morning, difficulty staying awake during the daytime, trouble sleeping, difficulty falling asleep, moderate levels of anxiety, occasional episodes of fatigue, symptoms of depression, sluggishness in activity, increased self-criticism, finding that things in her life would be overwhelming, feeling emotionally exhausted, having some symptoms of emotional discontrol, some difficulty with maintaining social commitments, having reduced capacity to do family activities, maintaining her friendships, having no difficulty with leisure activities, reduced community activities, reduced capacity to go out for entertainment, reduced capacity to run errands without difficulty, reduced capacity to complete expected work, having reduced capacity, doing shorter periods of work than normal, having difficulty meeting the needs of her family, experiencing limited amounts of time to visit friends, having reduced time to complete hobbies or leisure activities, having trouble keeping in touch with others, having trouble doing regular chores, experiencing limitations in doing her work, experience mild to moderate reduced satisfaction with social roles and activities, experiencing reduced ability to do things for fun outside of her home, experiencing a reduction in satisfaction with current level of activities with family members, reduced satisfaction for how much she does for her friends, reduced satisfaction with the current level of activities, reduced activities in visiting friends, produce satisfaction in completing daily routines. Some difficulty in the limitations performing her work. Trouble initiating tasks. Reduced capacity to brush her teeth. Wash and dry her body. A little difficulty stepping up and down curbs. Pushing open a heavy door. Standing up from an armless chair. A soft couch. Going up and down a flight of stairs using a handrail. Little difficulty walking on a sidewalk or grass. Taking a 20-minute brisk walk without rest. Little difficulty walking on a slippery surface outdoors. Some sense of stigmatization. Feeling left out of things. Embarrassment in social circumstances. Difficulty staying neat and clean. Embarrassed about her speech. Being concerned about loss of job performance. New paragraph. Laboratory findings. Alzheimer's detection, A-beta 42/40, and PTAU 212 evaluation. Was positive, showing a high likelihood. Of amyloid plaque deposition in the brain. Microfilament late chain protein was within normal limits. The Quest Alzheimer's Disease Detect APOE isoform plasma E3/E4 elevated. Dementia secondary cause panel, elevated creatinine. Normal TSH, normal vitamin B12 and serum folate, low HDL cholesterol, increased ADMA, increased high sensitive CRP, mild increase in insulin resistance score, interesting paragraph. MR Brain, Without Contrast, September Age-appropriate atrophy. No focal encephalomalacic changes. No acute mass lesions. Mass effect midline shift. Vasogenic edema. Acute parenchymal hemorrhage. Or extraaxial fluid collections. The gray-white matter signal interface is intact throughout. The deep gray matter, the deep gray sulci are normal. Mild confluent T2 and flare signal hyperintensity within the immediate periventricular white matter. Is just greater than normal physiologic capping. A number of small, discrete, and partially confluent foci of similar signal abnormality are scattered throughout the bilateral subcortical white matter tracts, varying in size from a couple of millimeters up to the largest, which measures 8 millimeters in diameter. Similar findings were present on prior examinations. These are more numerous. Areas of abnormality, increased restricted diffusion present. The expected major intracranial, intervascular fine voids are patent and symmetric. No suspicious susceptibility weighted signal is present. Marrow signal of the skull is homogeneous on all pulse segments. When compared to the previous investigation of the brain, 1-18-2018, the degree of confluent periventricular white matter T2 and FLIR signal hyperintensity is similar. The number of small, discrete, and partially confluent foci of similar signal abnormality scattered throughout the bilateral subcortical white matter tracts has increased. New paragraph. This shows age-appropriate atrophy without acute intracranial pathological process. No acute mass hemorrhage, demyelinating disease, or acute or subacute area. Mild confluent and mild to moderate scattered foci of T2 and FLIR signal. Hyperintensity within the bilateral periventricular and subcortical white matter tracts, respectively. While similar findings were present in 2018, the amount of scattered T2 and FLIR signal hyperintensity within the bilateral subcortical white matter tracts has increased. These findings are most often associated with chronic microvascular ischemic changes, which is noted to be slightly worse than 2018. Clinical correlation is indicated. New paragraph. Amyloid PET CT imaging completed January 12, 2026. Shows a positive scan indicating moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaque. There is diffusely increased VIZAMYL uptake throughout the cerebral hemispheric gray matter. With these areas showing clear loss of the normal gray-white contrast. The cerebellum has no evidence of abnormal uptake. A positive Visinil scan indicates moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaques. Dash plaque present in patients with Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Janelle Cook presents with a history of cognitive decline, possibly increasing over a period of time with abnormal brain MR imaging findings and amyloid PET CT scanning, showing a moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaque. Laboratory testing shows risk factor information for Alzheimer's risk with an elevated A beta 42/40 ratio, with a high likelihood for Alzheimer's disease. Recommendations. With her current findings, referral to the Alzheimer's disease infusion program in Marysville is indicated for further therapy. New paragraph. Janelle will be seen for reevaluation after referral, completion of her first infusion, and follow-up MR imaging studies.